Linda, tell me what's on your mind.
I was listening to your comparison to the movie Chocolat. I had just recently seen the movie, and it caught my attention. I was wondering, it's just a thought. I mean, my first reaction as an American would be to right away retaliate and go there and you know, do what they did to us. But I'm wondering if our efforts shouldn't be more towards preserving life here and making it almost, it's never going to be impossible to prevent terrorism, but to concentrating on protecting our country and putting our efforts towards that, because I feel as if we go over there and do what they've done to us,
we're not
doing
innocent
people,
you know,
there as
Linda,
well. I mean, there's children and...
Linda, I agree with you in that I think that what we don't want to do is capitulate. We don't want to give in to the terror that they've given to all of us. I mean, we all have that. You can't help but have it now. There's a difference between the initiation of force. Like, if you think of the movie Chocolat and the woman in the movie whose husband was extremely abusive to her.
Right.
If she just gave in to him and kept quiet, which many women do in this country, even men do it, some men are abused, and they keep quiet, it perpetuates it. Or if they try to appease the person who's the abuser, it perpetuates it. We know, our intelligence knows where all of these camps are, these training camps for terrorists. They are training people with ideas that are so anti-life. And that's the same as anti-American. It's like they're training them to die for some alleged afterlife, and these people think that they're heroes dying for it. And the leaders of this are mass murderers. I mean, they're horrible. They don't value life. They want to destroy life. They don't want to take over the World Trade Center. They want its destruction.
Right. I'm also having I have a 14-year-old son and an 11-year-old son, and they are, I mean, right away, the first thing is we should go there, and I don't want them, to feel the violence that, I mean, naturally I'm feeling it too. I'm trying to calm them down, but I feel it as well. And I was wondering how you feel at a young teen's life, how they should, you know, how do you think they should be directed to, you know, deal with their emotions with this, because it's the words that are coming out of their mouths are very violent, and they want to, you know, naturally go there and do what we've done. So I don't know if I should encourage that behavior or...
You mean to, in what way to encourage it?
Encourage it in the way, you know, as far as retaliation goes, I listen to them a lot. It's just that it seems to be... They're following along with everybody else's ideas that we should just go there and, you know, wipe them off the map is pretty much what everybody's saying, which is a horrible thing to say, but I don't know
if you translate,
how to deal with their feelings towards this.
You know, I don't look at it as wiping individuals off a map. I look at it as those people who are the carriers of the wrong ideas, who are going to destroy us, whose goal in life is to destroy us. I want to wipe those ideas off the map. And anybody who is a carrier of those ideas, especially with the intensities of these terrorist camps, they've made that choice in their lives. And and in order to protect ourselves, it's the retaliatory use of force is extremely healthy. It's your own respect of your own life, your liberty, your happiness, your joy, your kids. It's your love of all your values that you're looking to preserve. We didn't aggress. You know, we're not the aggressors. Let me give you an example. I worked with a lot of Vietnam vets who were just, they were numb, they were isolating, they couldn't live with themselves. And what came out as time went on was that many of them had shot children. That one of the tactics in the Vietnam War was to arm children with bombs on them, little kids, and send them into the American, towards the American troops. Now, who is the killer? When the Americans shoot one of these kids coming towards them, because they're both going to explode, the kid and the American, who is the killer? The American that actually shot the child in self-defense, or the person that armed the kid?
Yeah, I understand.
And so the killer of all those people, they're going to use the rhetoric of, you know, well, you can't lower yourself to their level, but they're the killers of their own innocent people, because they initiated the force against us. And so we're not the killers in that situation when we retaliate. We're protecting ourselves.
Yep.
So it's the distinction that I really hope people get clear between the difference between the initiation of force and the retaliatory use of force to protect your own life and your values.
Right.
I'm not sure whether I answered your original question. If your sons are saying, you know, we're angry with them, I would not try to repress that. That is justifiable anger. outrage, fury. You want to help them realize that it's the ideas that they're attacking, not just random people, not just people who happen to be from a different country. It's the any person holding those ideas, whether they're in this country or whether they're in another country, those are the carriers of the wrong ideas. And if you can help your sons realize that it's a war fundamentally, not between individuals, because there may be very decent people around the world in some of these countries who will be victims, but it's a war of the wrong ideas that are allowing the terrorists to run rampant over us. And we as a country have been so appeasing. We have just said, okay, you can hurt us and we won't retaliate, you know, kick us again, kick us again. And that appeasement policy, whether it's in families or whether it's between countries, it never works.